spending time in studio with the music director and conductor of the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra, Fuad Vakari, joining us to talk about the Holiday Pops concert this week. Maestro, good to have you back. Welcome.
Good to be back. Thank you.
The concert, Tuesday, December the 10th, 8 p.m. at the Temple Theater. All of the information at SaginawBayOrchestra.com. We were talking a little bit even before we sat down with microphones turned on that these are always concerts that kind of cross all of the popularity. Do I like music? Do I not like music? Do I like an orchestra? This is one that draws a lot of people out because everyone is in the spirit of the holidays.
That's right. Yeah, typically, they're some of our best attended concerts, and this one is really unique. We're excited to have two guest artists in for this particular concert. The first one is Katie Travis. She's a Bay City native, but she has gone beyond certainly our state, and she played Christine in Phantom of the Opera, in the national tour of Phantom of the Opera, and she did over 700 performances there. And we will be joined by also the Camerata singers from the Midland Center for the Arts, who will join us. It's a smaller choir that will sing with us for this particular concert.
Always an effort to kind of supplement and augment the orchestra by bringing in some guest artists. And I know that when we talked about the concert last year, you try to, I guess, move it around somewhat of the region. Have a children's choir from here that might do something one year, or perhaps it's a gospel ensemble, and in this case, the Camerata singers and Katie Travis. How long did it take in the planning to line up folks and make sure that the planning would line up for the performance?
You know, I mean, these things take a long time. We started, obviously, a year ago, even a little bit earlier than, you know, longer, more than a year ago. But once you line up the guest artists and you figure out what you're going to do, then it's fairly smooth. But it's just trying to organize schedules, make sure that she can be here, find the musicians and make sure that the musicians are able to attend, you know, so you have all these moving parts to put together. But it took, you know, we started over a year ago. Yeah,
I remember that when I was playing in middle school and high school bands, and then in a community band that my father was a part of for a long time, you always had the traditional holiday pieces that everyone knows that are the ones that are always played on the radio. And I remember the first time that Alfred Reed's Russian Christmas music was put up on the stand, which was something that at the time for me was something brand new. It certainly wasn't in what you necessarily heard all the time in terms of the holidays. Are there anything like that you delved into the files to find something that is maybe a little bit outside of that norm, a little bit different kind of holiday piece for this at all?
So there are a number of pieces on this program that are, you know, you always have to, you don't have to, but I like to give the audience what they expect. So the sing-along is always something that they look forward to. Sleigh Ride, you know, is Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. But there are a couple of arrangements that we're going to do this particular concert that are really interesting. Everyone knows the 12 days of, I'm forgetting the title now because I'm looking at the title of this one, the 12 gifts of Christmas. So it's the 12 days, on the first day, my true love set gave to me, that song has been arranged for Christmas, by an arranger called Jeff Tysik. And what he's done is that every time, you know, the gift is not necessarily an animal, pigeon or a dove or whatever. It's on the first day, you know, I get the strings. On the second day, I get the woodwinds. And basically, every time you hear those, he plays a piece by Tchaikovsky or a piece by Brahms or a piece by Beethoven. And the idea is to sort of get to the end of it and really explore the entire orchestra through the piece. And it's really great. And he actually dedicates that particular piece to, I think, Rimsky-Korsakov, Beethoven, Brahms, who, you know, those composers. So that will be a unique piece. It's a wonderful piece.
I don't know what I would do with two turtle doves if I was given those, or where I would put the partridge in the pear tree. So, but if I'm given a gift of Beethoven or Tchaikovsky, maybe it's a little bit more of a practical gift.
That's right. Certainly for us it is. Yeah?
Exactly.
And I think people will be able to sort of, you know, I mean, it's a great piece. It's well orchestrated, well arranged. So that's a good one. We're doing a few Broadway medleys as well as a piece people would know from The Music Man, 76 Trombones. And Katie Travis then will come back and sing Think of Me from Phantom of the Opera. So this particular concert is we labeled as a Broadway holiday on Washington Avenue. And Washington Avenue is where we have our Temple Theater, where we perform. But since we were having Katie Travis, who's connected to Broadway, I tried to pick music that was that had relations to Broadway.
And never knowing which way the Michigan weather would go, I suppose thinking of River City, Iowa, and the middle of July where the musical was sent could play well if we suddenly had a deep freeze or something on the day of the concert. Looks like we'll avoid that this year, but you never know. So that's good to have that too. One of my favorite shows, so that's a nice thing to have on the program. So for and then you mentioned the sing along, of course, which is always a big part. Do we hand out words? Do we put up something on the screen, or are we just trusting that everybody knows more than the standard first verse? Because some of those things, you get into the second verse, and suddenly, even though everybody knows, you get beyond verse one, and we're all lost.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, no, actually, we always hand out the lyrics to the songs because, you know, you're right. We almost everyone knows the songs, but sometimes you forget the lyrics. But it's interesting. I mean, the holiday, the Christmas sing-along. So in the initial planning of this particular concert, I was not intending on doing the Christmas sing-along because I just didn't feel like it really fit the theme of Broadway. I mean, and I wanted to make the entire concert more, you know, about Broadway songs that relate to Christmas and the holidays. But I got such a feedback from people that said, you know, no, you can't take it out. We want it. That's what we like. So I had to put it back, which is good, you know, because it shows that people are connected to certain things. Another piece that we're doing is we're doing three different sections from Messiah, Handel's Messiah. So Katie can also sing, for instance, Rejoice Greatly. That's a piece that features her. She's doing Ave Maria, White Christmas. We're performing Jesus Christ Superstar, a medley. And then we'll also perform an interesting piece by John Williams called Sound the Bells. And Sound the Bells was not necessarily written for a holiday. He wrote it, I think, for a celebration in Japan. But he orchestrated that piece. And it's just a terrific, typical John Williams, and it opens the concert.
Yeah. Kind of with that almost fanfare of thing to ring in the holiday season and to ring in the concert. It is with the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra, the Broadway holiday on Washington Avenue, the traditional holiday pops concert, Tuesday, December the 10th, 8 p.m. at the Temple Theater, Saginaw Bay Orchestra.com. When you talk about the audience sing-along, I think some of those selections from some of those Broadway things, whether it's with the chorus or with Katie soloing, could almost be, you could probably, if you were to glance over your shoulder while conducting, there's probably going to be more than a few people singing along themselves anyway.
Absolutely,
with some of those favorites. So,
yeah. I mean, you know, these are interesting concerts, the holiday concert, the pops, holiday pops concerts, because, yeah, I mean, people come and they expect certain types of pieces that they can really relate to. I mean, you know, I in the past, I always tried to do different things and combine pieces that they might not be familiar with. And I'm assuming there would be some pieces on this particular concert that most audiences might not be familiar with. But it is one of those events where people want to come to get into the holiday spirit. And that's really the objective of that particular concert.
Tuesday, December the 10th at the Temple Theater with the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra, and then the orchestra starting to look ahead into 2020. The next subscription concert will be on February the 8th, Vivid Colors, Dance, and Beauty. We'll just talk a little bit of a tease about what's coming up on that next concert that the orchestra and you will be preparing for.
So I'm really, really looking forward to that particular concert. There are four pieces on that one. We opened with a Haydn overture that is 3 minutes long, that people might not necessarily know, but I wanted to do that piece and pair it with another piece by a contemporary composer, a composer who is alive today, Michael Torkey. And the name of his piece is called Ash. And he uses this type of classical, early, late Baroque, early classical type of procedures to create his piece. And I really wanted the audience to listen to the Haydn and then compare it to his piece. I'm often asked or told by people, oh yeah, I like the classics, but I don't like new music. Yeah, I don't want contemporary music. And that's valid for them, but I often find that they don't know necessarily what contemporary music is. They may have heard one or two pieces that they didn't like, and then simply they put every contemporary piece of music as something that they don't like. This one makes that connection really, really vividly, and the Torkey is a great piece to listen to and hear and experience. And then we will do, on that particular performance, Copland's Appalachian Spring Suite, and we finish with Sibelius Symphony No. 5, which is a work that I recently did last year for the first time with a different orchestra, and it's just a phenomenal piece of music. Seldom heard, but a great, great work.
Mm. We'll talk probably more when we have you back looking ahead, but I'm curious on the Sibelius, because we think Finlandia, we think, yeah, some of the pieces, and maybe sometimes lost in there are those symphonies. Where do you think this one, in terms of often performed or often recorded, where would this fall kind of in an order if we look at the symphonies that he did compose?
So, I mean, everyone, when you think of Sibelius symphonies, everyone thinks immediately of the Second Symphony. That's the one that people really hear often. This is quite popular as well, not as popular in terms of performances as the Second, but it's just Sibelius's music, you know, as a conductor and as a composer, you go through stages almost in life as you mature. There was a long time when Sibelius was not a composer that I thought I liked. But then gradually I started hearing him and listening to him differently. And I did, I think, his violin concerto. And that really opened up a new world for me in terms of his ability to, his style of music and me understanding it better. The Fifth is one of those pieces that, I mean, the ending of the Fifth Symphony, and I'm hoping when I come back, in February I come back, if I'm lucky to be invited back, we could hear part of the ending. The ending is such a glorious ending with the buildup of the horns over such a long period of time. I mean, you can get to feel, the northern hemisphere, you know, the Scandinavian countries. You just feel that it's dark, yet it takes a long time to develop, and it's just a sound that is uniquely his. And that's why I wanted to explore it and expose our audiences to it. It's great. And then the Seventh is another one where he went even beyond the Fifth and created even more interesting things in it. But the Fifth and the Second, I think, are the most performed.
Well, that concert dated February 8th of 2020. Yes, we'll certainly have you back. Between Haydn, Torkey, Copland, and Sibelius, much more to talk about, even beyond the T's. And certainly we're hoping that all will be in a festive spirit for the Broadway Holiday on Washington Avenue concert, Tuesday the 10th, 8 p.m. at the Temple Theater on Washington Avenue in downtown Saginaw, SaginawBayOrchestra.com, the SBSO, with the music director and conductor Fuad Fakhari, welcoming the Camerata Singers from the Midland Center for the Arts and Bay City native and former Broadway touring Christine from The Phantom, Katie Travis. Looks like a wonderful concert on tap. Our best wishes to you and all the members of the orchestra for the holiday season to come, and Happy New Year in advance, and we'll certainly be looking forward to more in 2020. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays to you as well.